I miss you, Daddy. I'm sad that we can't be together because of that nasty cold of yours. I'm sad that I'm alone in my apartment and I can't get my hands on you. I know you told me to be a good girl and to avoid going there because you don't want me to get sick too. But I miss you so much. I'm so tempted to go there and take care of you right now and, well, do all the things you want me to do. Oh, I need you, Daddy. I need to taste your thick, pulsing cock. I want to feel it come to life as I take you in my wet, eager mouth. I want you to shoot your cum inside my mouth as you come to your release. Please, Daddy. Can't I come over? Don't you miss me too? All right. It's probably a good thing we're not together. I know you need your strength to recover. Do you remember the other day at your apartment and I had to stop you from making me come for what must have been the sixth time? That was so hot. You always know what to do to drive me wild. I'm getting wet just thinking about all the lovely things you do with your tongue and fingers. Thinking of that time you were thrusting inside me, my legs wrapped around you, my back against the wall. Oh, fuck. You know how much I love being picked up and fucked against the wall. Anyway, Daddy, I know it's no use torturing myself or you. I just wanted to call you and tell you I'm thinking about you. I don't think I could last another day without fucking you. I'm going over there first thing in the morning, and I hope you feel better by then. I'll bring you those pancakes you like from that diner, the blueberry ones, and hot chocolate with lots of whipped cream. Or just the whipped cream. You know exactly what I want to do to you after breakfast. Fingers crossed. I think tomorrow you'll be feeling much better. Good night, Daddy. I hope you know that your baby girl loves you and is thinking about you. You get some rest, okay? See you in the morning. Bye now.